Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Friday DriveCast, the day of the week that we venture off the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's dive into today's topic. And now that the Christmas season is upon us, I think it's fitting to refamiliarize ourselves with one of the main characters in the birth narrative of Jesus, and that's the Virgin Mary, and how this young teenager can help define for us what biblical faith looks like, along with some practical application at the end of today's DriveCast. You know, Luke chapter 1 informs us that the angel Gabriel, he comes to Mary, a virgin engaged to be married to Joseph, and really tests Mary's faith by asking her to commit to the unbelievable near future. That the Holy Spirit, Mary, is going to come upon you, and you will conceive and give birth to a son, and he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him the throne of David, and he will reign over all Israel, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And so our story begins with the most unlikely but uniquely favored virgin being asked to step out in faith and believe that she's been chosen to bring Israel's Messiah into the world by immaculate conception and to commit to this plan wholeheartedly. And of course, we know the end of the story. Mary commits. I mean, she's all in. But the question is how? And I think the answer is that Mary doesn't allow her present circumstances to disqualify her from her future destiny. I mean, what she's being asked to believe in defies human logic. Consider her present circumstances. I mean, the scripture tells us specifically that she's a virgin engaged to be married. And how's this going to look? I mean, you can't hide your pregnancy out of wedlock forever. Yet she kept an open mind, and she remained open to trusting in a way that makes no sense in light of her present circumstances. Present circumstances, they often undermine our trust in God, or they serve to undermine our loyalty to Him, or undermine how we think of Him. And yet the future, not the present, is what Gabriel is asking Mary to believe in and to participate in. Remember, earlier in the story, the only reference to Mary's present was that she was highly favored and that God was with her. But in the verses that we read, Mary receives a word from God about what she could live for if she trusts Him more than her circumstances. And what Gabriel's doing is he's pitching to Mary. He's trying to convince her that in the birth of Jesus, that God is taking her world somewhere, that He's moving it towards renewal and restoration. And if that's really where the future's heading, then doesn't it make sense for Mary? And doesn't it make sense for us to exercise faith in the present? Let's consider the fact that Mary is being asked to overlook her present circumstances and to trust that Christian faith only makes sense in light of the future. Or, to put it differently, that Christian faith is about living in the present as if the future has already arrived. And I know that there are difficult circumstances as some of you are dealing with today, and in no way am I making light of them, yet there are times when our circumstances are so overwhelming that the only way that we can endure them is to look ahead of them. And when our circumstances arise that call for us to give forgiveness by turning the other cheek with somebody that we love or to pray for our enemies, why bother doing that if we don't believe that the Christ child that was promised to Mary is going to return one day in the future to reign over the kingdom that's never going to end? And so before we conclude today's DriveCast with a time of reflection and meditation, I just want to take this opportunity to thank all of you faithful DriveCast listeners for tuning in to us throughout the year, and remind you to tune in again this coming Monday for another edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. And so as we conclude today's DriveCast, here's an applicable question to reflect upon as the music plays. Can you name one area of your life where exhibiting faith makes no sense in lieu of your present circumstances? And then can you turn it over to God because of where He's taking this world in the future? You know, maybe it's an area of forgiveness, or maybe an area of self-gratification, or maybe it's your finances, or you're suffering physical pain, or maybe it's a relational issue. Can you identify that one area that exhibiting faith makes no sense in lieu of those circumstances? And will you ask God to help you with it? Turn it over to Him because of where He's taken the world in the future.